All right, it's 6 o'clock. Let's start this meeting. I'll call this meeting to order, and we'll do a roll call.
Curcelli.
Alan Burns.
Pat Johnson.
Mark Spazel.
Jack Koontz.
Okay, thank you. Kurt, you want to lead us in the Pledge of the Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let's see here. I guess I could pass the agenda around and then we can all say we looked at it.
It's on the screen.
Oh, it's up here, okay.
It's on the big screen.
Right. Does it look all right to everybody there? Or?
I move that we approve the agenda as posted.
Curcelli, I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Item number 3.
Okay.
Moving right along.
So, what has been sent out to each of you is the amended policy, and that policy, any changes to the policy that Pat created for the district and we approved earlier this year are noted in red. So, what Affinity has agreed to do is increase our payroll line of credit by $100,000 to $250,000. I think everyone here understands that the reimbursement from DNR for approximately $205,000, $208,000 arrived just in time because of the fact we've had RENs out, we've had a truck in California, we've had the ambulance in Pine Valley, we did have a brush truck out for a couple of days, and now RENs is out again.
I can give you 4 points.
So, yeah, we'll get there in just a second. So the point is that the payroll accrues very rapidly, and we already had a significant balance on that line of credit, and we didn't really have enough cash in the bank to be able to make the payroll. So fortunately, the check arrived, but in the meantime, I reached out to Teresa because I think we all can see how this will happen probably throughout the summer. It's a very active fire season. The chances of having multiple teams out, which is how this district sustains operations here, right? Hopefully put some cash away for future expenses. We don't want to be turning down assignments. Chief's working very hard to make sure we get the assignments. We don't want to have a situation where we can't go because we can't cover payroll. So I reached out to Teresa, concerned that if she was not willing to do that and the check didn't arrive, we would be in a difficult position. She almost immediately agreed based on our revenue year to date and the projected revenue for Wildland and the performance of the district. So that being said, what's before us is she has agreed to extend that line of credit to $250,000. We would need to adjust the policy, number one, which is item 3. And then, of course, when we get to item 4, discuss and vote on whether or not we accept her amended payroll line of credit for the district. In closing, hopefully the document I sent out today, which is the cash flow document, kind of paints the picture pretty clearly that we're making money, but we have to float the payroll, right, while we wait to get compensated, reimbursed by the state of Utah for these deployments. This last one took 21 days. I think the prior one took closer to 16 days. Chief has got 21 to 28 days up there, and I can tell you the last deployment in 2024 probably took us 60 days to get paid. So while as we go on through the year, we should be accruing some cash to give us a buffer, we also have to be prepared for at the end of the year, if it's been a very busy year, DNR has a limited number of employees and it takes them longer to process the final year of payout. So, any questions?
Pat Johnson, no, I believe this is all, it's all timely. It's, the fire season has come about very quick and very with a lot of force, and I think we need to make this move just to be to keep up with the activity that the department's doing on behalf of the residents in the community.
Yeah, Alan Burns. I just wonder if, you know, we're going to have to do this again by the end of the year, or hopefully it kind of rolls along like it did the last couple of months. It seemed like the last time.
No.
I know there's no
crystal ball here, but I believe this will probably be adequate for this year now.
Okay.
Because we are going to begin to build some capital, some reserve here as we move forward. I also want to point out, though, to everybody, that when you look at our our monthly run rate for operations, we're at 70,000 plus. Okay. So we talked about this earlier in the year that, you know, a 2-week deployment essentially pays for operations for 2 weeks based on the net of that. And we are really almost accelerating beyond that point. So point being, we need to be able to float this so that we can maximize our deployments whenever we have an opportunity. We did have a missed deployment here a couple of weeks ago, but it wasn't because of finances. There was an issue with that particular engine boss. It cost us some money. We don't want to have that happen simply because we're worried about making the payroll. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we can get a deployment, and I would say the final thing is, in terms of operations, our welding teams want, they're seasonal workers. They want work.
Sure.
So we don't want to be missing out on opportunities because it affects their income as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, it seemed like it worked out there the last couple of months where people went out and right when we needed to meet the payroll and all that, you know, it all worked out. We got the money back, paid back the line of credit, back to square one, you know.
And I want to
now we're moving
along. We want to thank Chief Reefer for pushing this point early in the year.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He's gone down this road. We're newbies. we haven't, you know, we started with a $100,000 budget and could potentially a $2 million this year. So, you know, these are growing pains and I appreciate your.
If I can get a quick report, whatever.
Yes, please. Back.
So, just to catch everyone up, and thanks for being here. Right now, as we sit, we collected this $210,000 check. That's what came in, right? We're going to do this thing. While that we were waiting on that check, right, these teams deployed again. We just now billed $158,000 for rounds. We billed $72,000 for an engine. So if you look at where we hit the 210, just so you can understand how this works, right? We've got another, what's that?
230,
yeah. We have another $230,000 that it's money that isn't a guess or we're hoping. This is state funds. They're coming. So $230,000, so the board's aware, has been billed. Mm-hmm. Right? And of course, we had to make that payroll while they worked, and then we billed. And, you know, rough estimates, 21, 28 days, right? It could be a little longer. So that's all we're doing is waiting for guaranteed money. And just so the board's aware, and I know you are, but I'm just reiterating, if you were to take a simple number, we make 50%, right? Actual revenue. For every deployment we make. 50% of that, 50% of that comes in after we pay expenses. Right? We're going to take a longer look at renovations this year. But on top of that, that's been billed, our REMS team just got a 7-day extension. They're up on the mountain in the Forsyth Fire right now. So I can easily say that's going to be $70,000-$75,000. We have an ambulance, our rescue 131's out, and they're deployed. That's another. 50,000. So when we look at that, what is that, 120,000. So that's right here. So we filled 230. Just what I know we're going to get is another 120, right? So if we look at that, 230, 3, 350, right? We're moving. We're just climbing, right, towards this. I expect our RENS team to be in continuous deployment. Right? Our engines are being held right now by the state because of how bad things are here. They're holding them in district. Right? They're going to start going out on local fires. Right? About after July 4th, sometimes they'll release them again so they can go back on the national board because they have a national deployment system to pick up other states. Right? We have two engines in the United States. The RENS and the ambulance, they stay on national deployment. Right? So, and just to go over RENS again, if you look at RENS, you go, one roll for RENS is 158, 1 2-week roll for the engine is 72. So every time this RENS team goes out for 2 weeks, it's the equivalent of an engine being out a month. Right? So our RENS is a big money maker. Everybody makes money. But we want that to be continuously deployed, and that's where we sit right now. So when these two get built out, we're going to be right at or crest the $1 million.
I think it's 950.
Yeah, so my numbers may be low too, so we'll see. Yeah. So we're literally about to crest $1 million. Now, that's, and we're in June. Okay, so I don't worry about my life, we'll make that. What I'm trying to say is as we get going and what this is about for the PLOC, right, how we'll sustain our payment. As we're looking now, secondary push from the chief, and I'm a little pushy, I want us to really forget about 1.5 and go to 2. Right. We made $2 million. And what happens when we make that $3 million, we understand after our studies, this district brings in $1 million, right, for its operation. So when you look at government working, I don't know what $2 million is, so 3, 6, 9. So the community gives you guys $1. The government $1, right? You return them $5 in service. Mm-hmm. That's what this is all about. It's about those guys over there, 24/7, the amount of staff we have, the equipment we have, to be able to deploy rapidly for our community. And of course, recently, we've had to help a community that was under stress. We were in a very big fight for a while. That was not fun. But we're early in our fire season. If we're to look at this, what motivates me the most is what happens here. We want to be ready. We want to get on it. We want to have staff on it. I'll talk more about the fire next meeting. I think we should put on the agenda.
Yes, absolutely.
Because a lot of things happen there. We evacuated the entire community early, right? So right there, evacuated. We got instructor protection for 3 solid days, right? I think we ended up losing 17 instructors. I can tell you as a chief, and I'll talk about it next evening, that evening I left this board meeting and got there, we got in a fight for 3 days. Just straight. So, I have a really strong idea of how we can protect our community, how we can work with the other career departments. We've got a lot of, we have relationships with them. But I just want the board to know, everything that I'm doing as chief, of course, we're gonna help out. Of course, we're gonna fight fires. But everything we're doing is to reinforce for Darren Valley a sufficient, adequate staff to engage a fire. And I'm going to close with this. These fire behaviors are insane. Absolutely insane.
What are?
Fire behavior. Fire behavior.
Okay.
It burnt down a mountain as fast as it would burn up. And was spotting half a mile, a mile around us. Right, so that's embers landing, it's causing another fire, right? So we had 14 engines on that first night, thank God we got them, that just got a big fight, and not the same amount the second day. And so, if you can imagine multiple fires burning through the community, in multiple different areas, not including the front, right? You're about to fight that energy, but we fight up front here, pinning those lights off, over there lights off, right here lights off, right? And so, It's not catastrophic, but we know what it is. And so everything that we're doing here, everything that this is about, and everything I thank the board for this, because the only way I can protect this community is to be able to. So I just want to end with that. We're in a very, very, very violent time. So we need to be at our best right now.
Vigilant.
Okay.
Thank you.
And just say thank you very much for everything you, GT, and the department did. It was outstanding.
It is an absolute tragedy to watch people leave with all this stuff.
It is.
All right, is there any more discussion on this number three item? Amend the district's payroll line of credit policy.
If I could, I'll just summarize for the record the changes. Mm-hmm. We're amending the DVFSSD Affinity Payroll Line of Credit Management Policy, originally dated March 20, 2025. As of this date, 30 June 2025, item number one is amended to indicate this. The original agreement is superseded by the amendment dated June 28, 2025. Item number three, the amount of the line of credit is increased to $250,000. Item number 10, any LOC draw increasing the line of credit open balance to $250,000, and that is the change, requires the treasurer to, and there's no further changes on that.
All right. Can I have a motion to accept this, then?
Motion to accept.
Okay.
Second motion.
Was Mark and Jack.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Very good. Okay. Then number four, discuss and vote amended Affinity HR PLOC line of credit agreement.
So I think everyone here has a copy or seen a copy of the amended agreement from Affinity HR. The amendment simply increases the amount of the line of credit from $150,000 to $250,000. Any questions or comments?
No, I don't have any questions or comments. Anybody else?
Who holds the credit? Is that a bank then?
No, Affinity HR.
They actually hold the credit.
They're extending us the credit. So they are a payroll company. Mm-hmm. So they cover the payroll for us in the form of a short term loan.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there an interest rate on that? If we don't, do we pay interest?
It is going the same interest, and I think it was 6.5%.
That's what I thought.
If I'm not
mistaken.
Is it six flat?
Six.
Six. It's a very competitive rate, mm-hmm. and yes, we are charged interest.
Right.
So just obviously, it behooves us to pay it off, but we do not want to pay it off to the detriment of our ability to function based on how much cash we have available for other things.
But I mean, are we getting charged monthly on $250?
No.
Or
no,
just what we borrow? Just what
whatever
we
borrow.
And then at the end of the month, whatever's out that we borrowed, we pay interest on that.
So just to recap real quick, there were no upfront fees for this loan. There's mm-hmm. no origination, no processing.
No points.
No points, nothing. It's right. just straight interest. So if we borrow $50,000 for a month,
we pay 6% on $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Just
not 6%
annually.
6%
annually.
Yes.
Yeah, 5% a month. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Any other discussion on that, then, or?
That's all I have.
Yeah. Pat Johnson, I move we amend the line of credit agreement effective June 28, 2025 to increase the amount of the line of credit from a maximum of $150,000 to $250,000.
Kurt Shelley, I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passed. Now, do we sign this copy here, then, or?
Yes. Yes. So you'll want to sign as the chair. I'll sign as the treasurer.
All right. Yeah. And today is 6:30, right?
It is.
I think you want to sign here. That was
print there?
Yeah, that's all right. I don't think it'll be.
I wasn't sure.
Too much mention. Excel.
All right, I guess we can adjourn this meeting. Is there any more discussion about anything?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you guys.
For the community, right? Thank and you. Also keep in mind that we have crews in our way every day. So just
right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I noticed while everybody was up there fighting the wildland fire and protecting houses, we still had a crew here the whole time. So
we're not going to deplete our district, right?
Yeah. Right.
How are you staffing for the 4th, Chief?
Engine and a brush truck.
Okay. So you're going to have 5, 6,
well, we're going to have so.